Well, part of our all-age services and part of the children's talks over the last few weeks and coming up into the summer, we've been looking at the names of God. Can anyone remember how many names of God there were? No, don't be shy. 700 names. There's over 700 names of God. And last time we looked at just one of those names, and it was Yahweh. I am who I am. The one who needs... awkward. The one who needs... gives us... there we go. And today, we're going to learn another of his names, which reveals he is the greatest. And this name is El Elyon, the Most High God. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean that God is the Most High? What have you got for it? Does it mean that there are other gods? Ooh, interesting. We've got to hold on to that one. Hold on to that thought as you think. We'll come back to it at the end, or I'll ask you at the end. See what you think at the end of the service. What does it mean he's the Most High? Well, if I said to you, look at these pictures of skyscrapers. Here you go. And here's London's tallest, the Shard. On a scale like this, it's just very disappointing, isn't it, the Shard? You kind of look at the Shard and you think, magnificent. Then you look at this, you go, disappointing. Now, if I said to you, look at these, you know, which is the Most High? Which one would you say? The Shard? Or the... anyone read that? Anyone know which one it is? It's the Burj in Dubai. It stands at 828 metres. You would say it is the Most High, wouldn't you? It's the tallest. There is none like it. It is tallest by far. It's twice the size of the Shard. Disappointing. Now, if I said to you, hold on, here we go. I don't know whether this is going to work. Oh, everyone's getting excited. It says love to share, but I'm not. If I said to you, which one is the most? My pile of sweets. Which one would you say? This one? Or this one? This one. You say this one is the most, wouldn't you? It has the most in it. It takes up the most space in my hand. There are the most in... oops. Interesting. Minty water now. It's the most, isn't it? So when we say God is the Most High, what we're saying is that he is the greatest. He's the most. He takes up the most space in that sense. And how is God the most? Well, God is the most perfect. And for those of you with the English grammar all going, that's not quite right, I know. He's the most perfect, he's the most powerful, the most wise, the most kind, the most good, the most faithful, the most creative, the most generous, the most happy, the most patient. I mean, you could go on. In everything that we know about God, who he is and what he does, he is the most. He is the greatest. He's always, as it were, the tallest skyscraper. He's always, as it were, the greatest pile of sweets. He's always the most in everything. He's the greatest. And being the Most High means, here, Brenda, this is for you, there is no one like God. There is no one like God. Psalm 47 says, he is awesome. There is none like him. Now, sometimes you might say of someone, mind you, you might say, hey, there is none like him. And positively you mean, he's amazing. He's just so good at what he does. There's just no one like him. Or negatively, as often happens to me, you might say, there's none like him. And by that you mean he's a little bit odd, a little bit quirky, a little bit special. But the truth is, at the end of the day, although we're all different and individuals and special, we're in many ways the same. We're all fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Before God, we're all equal. Hey, some might seem greater or more important, but before God, We're all equal. We're all the same in one sense. But when it comes to God, there is no one who is his equal. There is no one who is greater or better or the same as him, because he is the Most High. And in one sense, it's the same with the Burj here. Is there any other building currently higher? The answer is no. It's the Most High. Could anyone make himself as great as God? No. Because he's the Most High and there's no one like him. But you know what the Bible tells us about someone who tried? Now, the verses in Isaiah could be about a proud, evil king like Babylon, or the king of Babylon, or they could be about Satan. But whoever it is, this is what Isaiah says. Isaiah 14. It says, of this person, you said in your heart, I will ascend, that is, go up to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. So this person thinks that they can go up, they can ascend to heaven, they could take God's throne, they could be like God. They thought they could be as great as God. They thought they could be El Elyon, the Most High. But no one can be like God. No one can take his throne and be the greatest king. There can only be one Most High. And what happened to the one who tried to take God's throne? Isaiah says, verse 15, he was cut to the ground. He was brought down to the far reaches of the pit. He was thrown down to the pit of death. The one who tried to be the Most High became the Most Low. Because there is no one like God. There is only one Most High. There is no one like him. But secondly, there is no one greater than God. There's no one like him, but there's no one greater either. He's the Most High. Now, think of some great people. Shout out some great people, anyone you would like. Great footballers, leaders, missionaries, any great people, for whatever reason, politicians. Churchill. Who, sorry? Churchill, yep. Mandela. Mother Teresa, yep. Pele, yep.
Rooney.
Einstein. Who, sorry? Rooney, did you say? Amy Carmichael. I mean, great people, aren't they? For different reasons. And what makes them great? Often because they're the best at what they do. They're either a great leader, great singer, great footballer. They're just the greatest at what they do. But for all of those who are great, who we think are great, there are others who come along who are greater or greater. You know, take great footballers, Pele, considered one of the greatest footballers of our time. But then came along Maradona. Still a great footballer, even with that hand. And then after Maradona, everyone raved about him for many years, but then came along Messi. And then came along Ronaldo. There are always those who are greater. That's never the case with God. He's always the greatest. What about skyscrapers? I mean, currently the Burj is the greatest, standing there at 828 metres, but then there's the kingdom here now that will be opened in 2019 in Saudi Arabia, and it will be 1,000 metres high. It's always something greater. But that's never the case with God. He's always the greatest. What about phones? There's the picture of the kingdom. See this little bit here? It's a little ledge where you can go and have a little garden. Don't think you'd be catching me up there. But, okay, what about phones? You see, we used to think that was great. People used to think that was amazing. They could talk to one another in their own homes, but then this came along. We thought that was great. And then this came along. We thought that was amazing. And then this came along, and we thought, wow, could it get any better? But then these came along, and these were awesome. But what next? What will come next, which we'll think be as great or awesome or amazing? There's never a what next with God. He's always the greatest. He's the most high. There can be no one greater. No one better. He's the best. And Psalm 47 says, because he's the best, because he's the most high, he's the King of Kings. He's the King over the whole earth. He is the most high. He is the greatest. He is the great King over all. Now, kings, technically, not quite in our land, we have a queen, but now kings are in charge of people. They make laws or rules. They decide big things like whether we go to war, and they decide little things like what to name a city, Hayward's Heath. And some kings are good and do what is good for their people, and some are bad and do what is best for themselves. But God is the best king. And he's the best king because he's the most high. And as the most high, it means he's the most patient, good, wise, loving, faithful king. And he always, always, always does what is best for his people. And because he's the most powerful, he's always able to do what he wants. No one can stop him from doing what he says is best. Nothing is too hard for him. He's the most high. He's the King of Kings. And the greatest kings in this world are not greater than God. A king rules over his own country, or the queen, in our case, rules over England. And Scotland and Wales. And King Carlos, not for much longer, but King Carlos rules over Spain. King Carl Gustav rules over Sweden. But God is the king of all the earth. Ooh. He's the greatest. He's the King of Kings. He's the most high king over every king who ever lived. A long time ago, about 500 years before Jesus, the Bible says, there was a king who thought he was pretty great. He thought he ruled over a great country. He proudly looked around at his kingdom from the roof of his palace, and he said this, Daniel 4, verse 30. Is not this the great Babylon that I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty? He stood there and declared these words. And he thought he was great and powerful. No, he did not think about God, El Elyon, the Most High, who had helped him and allowed him to build a great city. He didn't thank God for making him a king or praise God for being so great. He did not think about being a little king of Babylon and God being the great king of the whole earth. He thought King Nebuchadnezzar was a great name for a great king. He did not think about El Elyon, the Most High, being a greater name for the greatest king. And so God showed him how very little and unimportant he was, and God took away King Nebuchadnezzar's good mind. And he not only forgot he was a king, but he even forgot he was a man, and he ate grass and lived with animals and acted like an animal for a very long time, until God made his mind better. And at that point, King Nebuchadnezzar knew that the Most High God rules over the whole world. The little king saw that God is the greatest king who rules forever, who does whatever he wants, who cannot be stopped by anyone, and always, always, always does what is good and right. God is the great king. He's the king of all kings. He's the greatest king, the most high. There is no one greater. There is no one like him. He's the most high. Now, if God is the most high, and there is no one like him, and there is no one greater than him, the Bible says, this should make us happy. This should make us joyful. So we read Psalm 47, verse 2. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High. How awesome is El Elyon, the great King over all the earth. And why should it make us happy? Why should we be glad? Well, because if God is the Lord Most High, and therefore he's the most powerful, most wise, most kind, most good, most faithful, most creative, most generous, most happy, most patient King. Then what a great King to rule over all the earth. What a great King to trust and follow. Because here is a King who always, always, always does what is good and right. But who also has the power, because he's the most powerful, to do what is always, always good and right. He's a King who's always going to do what is best for his people. And we know that God has made Jesus that mighty, mighty King, the boss of everything, the King over the whole earth. So that when we speak of this great King, we're speaking of Jesus. He's the Most High. Jesus is the most powerful, wise, kind, good, faithful, creative, generous, happy, patient King. And if we're following Jesus, then you're following the best King, the greatest King. And we should be a happy people. We should be glad. I mean, people speak of loving Queen Elizabeth. She's seemingly kind and wise and loves her people. She's currently very popular. People would say that they're happy that she is Queen of England. And if people are happy that she is Queen, should we not be not just happy, but joyful? Because Jesus is the mighty, mighty King, the Most High. Because we have the greatest King ruling us, the greatest King who always, always, always does what is good and right. And he's shown us how he always does what is good and right by dying on a cross, by laying down his life for us. I mean, what other King? What other King would give his life for those who are his people? I mean, what other King would give his life for those who were his enemies? Yeah, that's exactly what Jesus has done for us. The one who is the Most High. The one who there is no one like. The one who is the greatest. Did the best thing for his people. He laid down his life so that we might be free, that we might be safe and secure, that there's no one greater. There is no greater King. I wonder if you ever just stop and think about how good it is to have Jesus as King. Or you just get so weighed down in doing things. Just so weighed down with what you perceive as rules and regulations and laws. And actually you just find following Jesus a bit of a chore and actually become joyless. And at those times, I mean, you just need to stop and think, actually, Jesus is the mighty, mighty King. He's the Most High. And as the Most High, he always does what is good and best for his people. He set us free from having to follow laws and rules and regulations. He set us free to be able to serve with joy. And yet so often we look such a sad people, a glum people. And yet we have a great King, the Most High. We need to be joyful. Secondly, we need not be afraid. I wonder what you're afraid of, scared of. Maybe it's fire. Maybe it's water. Maybe it's thunder. Maybe it's darkness. Maybe it's sadness, sickness, enemies, people saying unkind things, doing unkind things, poverty. Maybe it's dying. But you know what? Jesus rules over all those things. He's the Most High. He's the King of Kings. There is nothing that is greater than him. There is nothing that he is not over. There is nothing that he is not in charge of. He rules forever. He does whatever he wants. He cannot be stopped by anyone. He always does what is good and right. So we need not be afraid. In fact, we need not be scared. Because if we're following Jesus and he's the Most High and he's the King of Kings, then nothing can ultimately harm us. We're utterly safe in his hand. Even the most scariest thing we face, die. He rules over. He's the Most High. He does whatever he wants. He cannot be stopped by anyone. So nothing happens to us that is outside of his control. We need not be afraid. Because our God is El Elyon, the Most High. And there is no one like him. And there is no one greater.